Well, I took three headlines away from Gary Kubiak regarding the quarterback position. One, he and John Elway talk about it every day. So that to me, when he said that, that to me suggested that this is their top priority and they realize they can't go much more forward with an unsettled quarterback position. Them talking about it every day would be headline number one. Number two, when I asked him what it would take for Mark Sanchez to be comfortable in the offense, and he said, no, we want Mark Sanchez to be comfortable with us. I think he put the onus on Sanchez to prove that he's competitive and consistent. He wants them to see him compete and be consistent. And then three, they're not done. You know, I think they're still looking. And Kubiak said that. They're still looking, and I think they're going to do their due diligence in free agency and in draft.
Have you seen a situation similar to this one where a legendary quarterback moves on and then there's really a lot of unanswered questions on a Super Bowl winning team?
The only thing I can compare it to is the Baltimore Ravens. After Trent Dilfer won the Super Bowl with the Baltimore Ravens, and they had that Ray Lewis defense that was so great. But even there, the Ravens, Brian Billick, went out and got Elvis Gerback pretty quickly. So this is the latest that I've ever seen an unsettled quarterback position on a Super Bowl winning team. You know, it's an unusual circumstance, losing Brock Osweiler to free agency like they did. They obviously didn't want to pay that much money for Brock Osweiler. And then, of course, the legend moves on. You know, I know Mark Sanchez a little bit, covered him in New York, covered him in Philadelphia. He has certain abilities. He has certain limitations, or else he would have been a much more marketable commodity on the free agent market. But I think, you know, with Gary Kubiak, he's a pretty special coach. Certainly proved that with Brock Osweiler. Certainly proved that with Peyton Manning and his limitations and getting him across the finish line for that Super Bowl title this year. So, you know, the one thing that was encouraging to me is what I heard from Kubiak saying that Sanchez is pretty familiar with the verbiage of the offense coming out of USC. That is important because when you have to learn a new language at the quarterback position, that can set you back for months. I would say three things Mark Sanchez does really well. He's very coachable. He moves well. He throws the ball accurately on the run. I think in this offense, the ability for him to move up and down the line of scrimmage will be crucial, especially on the stretch run play. And Mark is a good locker room guy. He's not a me guy. And I think he wants to fit in. He understands. As Gary said, he's been on a big stage. He's had big opportunities. This is his last hurrah. This is the last freight train out of the station.
Do you feel like the onus has shifted from offense to defense with the Broncos officially now? Juan Miller and DeMarcus Ware kind of taking control of that locker room after Peyton moves on?
You think a little bit? This is a defensive-minded team. I mean, you got Wade Phillips, you got DeMarcus Ware, you got Von Miller, you got T.J. Ward, you got Aqib Talib. You got the nucleus of a defense that's going to be as good as it was last year. So, but the key thing is Phillips. You know, the scheme, the ability to break down the opponent and take away, as Belichick does, the most vital component of the offense, the opposing offense. So that's going to really help this team. But, you know, the bottom line is they're going to have an healthy offensive line to keep that quarterback upright, and they've got to be able to run the football behind a healthy offensive line. So I think that's very important. And the third thing that I would say, and I'm not coaching the team, but they got to stop the drops. Too many drops during the season, I think, cost them opportunities and made their jobs a lot harder.